Hello and welcome to the fall season edition of the Outdoor Podcast, proudly created by bowhunterplanet.com. This show is really cool because it does focus on outdoor activities and other things people like to do in the outdoors, including hunting, camping, fishing, and all the above. So make sure you guys tune in for this great season coming up in our fall 2024 podcast. The show today is brought to you in part by Easton Archery, Gas Bowstrings, Trophy Ridge, Moultrie Mobile, Vapor Trail, Burris Optics, The Bow Hitch, and caffeine provided by Deer Camp Coffee. Now, on to the show.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. I'm Tim. Dave will join us shortly, but with me right now is Keel. Keel, I can't wait to talk to you, man. It's actually been a minute since we had a chance to catch up, but we're going to talk all about Michigan's premier outdoor event, Woods and Waters, man. How's everything going? We're just a little bit away from it kicking off, aren't we?
Like 3 weeks away. Stressful time right
now.
It's going great though. No, it's going great. We love it. You know, we have our waves here and there, and it seems like it's every week or two where we get like, you know, 15, 20, and then we get like 5, and it's just that constant roller coaster, you know. But we've been doing it for so long, it's, you know, we know what we're doing right now.
Second nature, right?
Second nature, exactly. Yeah.
How long has the show been going on? I mean, it's been going on as far back as I can remember.
38 years.
Man, that's crazy.
Isn't it wild?
Yeah, that's about the age that I could start remembering.
Yeah.
Not to age myself, but yeah.
Yeah, I was 3 years old when it started. It's absolutely nuts.
That's pretty awesome, man. I'm interested to see, like, you know, you've been doing this forever. I mean, it's kind of a family thing, right?
Yeah.
How has it changed over the years?
Well, I mean, just like the outdoor industry has changed. I mean, it's gone from, you know, your local small time people, your, you know, the ones that just kind of keep things close, to where it just exploded. You know, and the companies and the industry, everything's changed so much. And we're trying to stay on top of it, but it's exploded, which is a good thing, you know, but also at the same time, it's a challenge, like trying to keep up on top of it, you know. But it's, you know, 38 years of it. We got things down, you know, we know what we're doing. We can handle every situation, negative or positive, and we just roll with the punches sometimes. That's what you got to do.
Well, let's do this real quick, because we didn't talk about dates and location. Give us a rundown real quick of dates the event's happening, where it's happening at, and then I want to talk about what people can expect when they walk through the gates.
Yeah. So September 6th, 7th, and 8th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in Emily City, Michigan, Eastern Michigan Fairgrounds. We've been there from day one. And it's been great,
man. You know, I'll tell you what I love the most about it is that it's everything outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, you're not, when you're walking in, I mean, you know, hunting show, whatever it is, like you kind of have this, you know, imagery of like, it's going to be this one type of company that shows up, or this one type of event that's going on. But you guys really have like just end to end. It doesn't matter what you're involved with in the outdoors. There's people there to not only do, you know, like you were saying, the different conferences and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Talking about different topics in the outdoor industry, but the vendors themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I was there and we did, you know, we've been there throughout the years. Now I'll get to why we haven't been there the last couple of years, because I do want to talk about that too.
Yeah, I do too.
And it's kind of interesting because, you know, we know a lot of people in the outdoors, and one of the things I never expected to see there, which I did first time I was ever there, was the person that trained my dog for bird hunting.
Sure.
You know, so you got dog adoption going on. You know, you got dog trainers that are there. You got everything in the hunting industry. You got authors that are writing books out there. By far, my favorite's the food, though. The cheesy weenies are the best.
Yep, so, absolutely.
You know, really, really good stuff. But, I mean, there's just so much to do, and it's so amazing to see how robust the outdoor industry is and how tight-knit the community is too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we got everything from power sports to dogs to food plots to whatever you need for hunting and fishing and ice fishing. It just, it doesn't stop, which is
literally goes on and on. Yeah,
it goes on and on. And that's what we all need. And I'm kind of guessing what you're going to say earlier is why you weren't there earlier is youth hunt.
That's it. You know, right? It. Yeah. Yeah.
So youth hunt's the weekend after ours now. And we had so many calls in the last couple of years. We're like, well, why don't you change your show? Why don't you change your show? The dates, this and that. And I'm like, no, we're not going to change it. We've been very consistent over like 30 plus years, you know, because we know it's going to change at some point. All the way around, the earlier it gets,
always does.
And we're just going to, you know, deal with it. And this year, I think a part of that is why we've had such a huge rush in vendors and other companies that way, because it's a different weekend. So now you can take your kid, get stocked up for their youth hunt at the show the week before. It's freaking perfect.
But tickets, right? So is it just at the door only, or can we get tickets ahead of time? Can people get tickets ahead of time? How does it work?
No, we do door only, $10. That's it. Kids, 12 and under free, you know, no parking fees, no nothing. Very simple, cheap, get in, go see the stuff you need to get, you know, have fun, you know, get prepared for the season, enjoy the family. See the rock wall, the puppy tent, the chili cook-off. You know, I mean, we have so many seminars, and we put them on our outdoorweekend.net site, our woodsandwaternews.com site, our Facebook, Instagram. I mean, we're pushing things nonstop. We have, you know, it's actually amazing. This is probably the most, I know it sounds cliche, but this is probably the most excited I've been as far as our lineup that we've had. Lumberjack Show, Killer Food Plots is doing a lot of cool things. Country Smokehouse is doing a demo on field dressing. It's just
nice.
Our seminars. Awesome. It's amazing, man.
And the Outdoor Podcast. Let's go.
Let's go.
We'll see you there. But I can't wait, man. It's going to be a great time. Awesome. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for tuning into the show today. We hope you had a good time. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and like button where you can. You can find us all over every platform. And don't forget to join our membership programs, have a lot of fun with the community here, and have a chance to win some really cool products. We'll see you soon.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.